אנחנו קוראים בספר
כזכור. We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're at item 80.
טוב, זה תחילת העלאת מן.
Okay, it's the beginning of raising man. Let's begin.
Item 80 or go a bit earlier to 79?
79, yes, yes, that's the beginning of a new topic. Our whole work is raising man, so we should feel more and more what that work is. Yes.
79, the subtitle is Raising Man and the Emergence of the Gadlut of Nikudim. 79. Now we shall explain the 10 Sfirot of Gadlut of Nikudim, which emerged on the Man of the records of Zone of Ak, that below its Tabu. First, we must understand the matter of raising Man. Thus far, we have only discussed the ascent of the screen of the guf to the peh of the rosh, to of the upper one. Once it has refined, there was a coupling by striking on the records incorporated in it, which elicits the level of 10 sfirot for the purpose of the lower one. Now, however, the issue of raising main nukvin has been initiated. For these lights, which rose from below Tabu Ravak to Rosh Afsag, which are the records of Zon of the Guf Avak, are called Raising Man.
Meaning, we always had this situation where the Partsuf made a Zivug coupling in the Rosh, and because of this Zivug, in the Peh of Rosh, the light spread from the Peh downwards into the Guf. And that was based on the Reshimot that appear in the Rosh. But now we have something new. First of all, we have new Reshimot in Sag that he received from Nehi of Galgalta. And these are additional desires, and they are included there, and they bring about two levels that now come from the same Rosh. There's a Rosh that's built only on its own Reshimot, and there's a Rosh that performs actions over the Reshimot that come from aside from the Galgalta. So it turns out that something very interesting happens. On the one hand, we have a single Partsuf, a single Rosh, but from that single Rosh, many outcomes arise. So, these outcomes are mostly expressed in two Paltzufim that emerge from that Rosh. The Zivug over the Reshimot of itself, and this is called Zivug over the Katnut, and the Zivug that happens over the additional Reshimot that have awakened and rose to the Rosh of Sag from Nehi of Galgalta. And that brings about a new Partsuf, and it spreads over, expands over the initial Partsuf. And so we see two Partsufim that come from the Rosh of Sag based on the Reshimot that arose from below the Tabu. So Partsuf Katnut and Partsuf Gadlut. And both of these Partsufim are referred to as the world of Nikudim. Now let's see what's happening next. Next item 80.
80. Know that the origin of raising man is from Zeranpin and Bina of the 10 Sfirot of direct light that were explained above in item 5. It is explained there that Bina, which is a phase of light of Chassadim, reunited with Chochmah when she emanated the Sfirah of Tiferet called the Phase 3, and extended from it illumination of Chochmah for Tiferet, which is Zeranpin. Zeranpin emerged primarily from the light of Chassadim of Bina, and secondarily with the illumination of Chochmah. This is where the connection between Zeranpin and Bina was made, as each time the records of Zeranpin rise to Bina, Bina connects with Chochmah and extends illumination of Chochmah from it for Zeranpin. The ascent of Zeranpin to Bina, which connects it to Chochmah, is always called raising man. Without the ascent of Zeranpin to Bina, Bina is not considered Nukva to Chochmah, since she herself is only light of Chassadim and does not need the light of Chochmah. She's always considered to be back-to-back with Chochmah, which means that she does not want to receive from Chochmah. Only when a Zeranpin ascends to her does she become Nukba for Chochmah once more, in order to receive illumination of Chochmah from Zeranpin. Thus, the ascent of Zeranpin makes her a Nukva. And this is why its ascent is called Main Nukvin, as the ascent of Zeranpin brings her face to face with Chochmah once more. This means that she receives from him as a female from a male. Thus, we have thoroughly clarified the raising of man.
Okay, I don't see questions for now, so what should I say here? There's just, like we said before, there's a few questions here, a few reshimot, cheslonot, these deficiencies that the vessels raise from below to the Rosh of Sag, and Sag has to respond. Now, Sag is Bina. It has no problem to take care of the lower ones. That's his desire entirely, because it's a desire to bestow, and so it receives from below, from the Nehiovak, reshimot, and answers them. So, there are reshimot of katnut, there are reshimot of gadlut, and accordingly the sag makes the couplings and fulfills these vessels. Where does that come from? From what we see even before the first restriction, that there is a connection between Zeranpin and Bina. That Bina gives birth to Zeranpin in order to fulfill Zeranpin. She receives the desires of Zeranpin that are as if in her in Ibul, and she makes her zivug over these desires and gives birth to Zeranpin. So Zeranpin emerges in a way that Bina gives birth to it. So it turns out that Zeranpin is really the son of Bina. And so Bina has reshimot that she has to realize in order to fulfill Zeranpin. PT 32.
Shalom, Rav.
The raising of the man, where does it happen? In the Rosh first?
Alat man. The reshimot
Raising man is reshimot that rise from the partzuf of nekudot of sag to their rosh, right? The rosh of nekudot of sag, and afterwards, because it's impossible to realize the reshimot there, they rise up to the rosh of sag. And you can even say they rise to En Sof, and from En Sof begins the whole process. But it's always the case with every raising of man and the deficiency that exists below in the whole, in all the worlds, in the whole system, the Reshimot have to rise all the way to En Sof and then take place in the deficiency, where the deficiency is.
So you said it's a deficiency of Nekudot Desag that she got from Nehi of Galgalta, or is it from Nehi of Galgalta?
No, it's to the extent to which Nekudot of Sag receive the deficiency from Nehi of Ak. What's the question, basically? What exactly, what kind of lack that is from Nehi of Ak or Nekudot of Sag?
Yes.
We can say this. Certainly, the deficiencies, as much as they're about how the Nehi of Nekudot of Sag, the Nekudot of Sag can be impressed by the lack from the Nehi of Ak. So, you basically want to say this. Are these deficiencies of Gadlut, of the final correction, or in the meantime, it's just in order to establish the Gadlut of Nekudot of Sag? Truth is, it's not really important for us, because Bina makes the couplings over all, for all the Parsufim until the final correction. So what Nehi of Ak is asking for from Nekudot of Sag, the Rosh of Sag is the one who does that. As we learn in general, that Keter and Chokhmah, or Galgalta and Ab, they're still Paltzufim that don't relate to the lower ones. Only Sag does. And even more specifically, the lower part of Sag, which is Nekudot of Sag. It belongs to the lower ones, and therefore makes all the corrections happen. So, what they receive here from Nehi of Ak, they receive as the records of Nehi of Bina, Achap of Bina, and that's what they begin to work with.
So that's the source. It's like a mistake that it's Bina, and you can pass the lights lower, and then it seems like they're...
As if it's a mistake, yeah. But it was pre-planned. Meaning, it's not really a mistake, as it is just, it wasn't known that these vessels that exist below the Pasa couldn't receive in order to bestow the impression from these vessels of reception of how deep they are in order to receive. That did not exist in Bina. Wasn't there. Big problem. A little bit of that we can even see in our world, how parents can't know the evil inclination in the kids, because they love them, they take care of them, they do everything for them. And the kids are so wild towards their parents that they can even kill them. And still the parents are willing for everything. Because on the level of Bina, you can't understand the level of Malchut. You can be impressed by that, yes, but to the extent that Malchut can be implanted in Bina, otherwise there's no connection and mutual sensation between them. There's a lot of details to discuss here, but we'll get into that later on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Q.
key of one.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот тут вот немножко непонятно, что значит, что источником подъема ман.
Is there, it's not clear what it means that the source of raising man is the Anpin and Binah, the tensiot of direct light.
Yes, that's what we learned in the beginning of the preface, that Zon demand fulfillment, and then they turn to Binah, which is upper to Zeranpin, but in Binah, there's no light of Chokhmah. That Zeranpin and Malchut demand. And so Binah has to connect to Chokhmah. And by connecting to Chokhmah, she attains the light of Chokhmah, and then she passes it downwards, and by that fulfills the Malchut. We talked about it from the four phases of direct light. And the Malchut, which is then filled with the light of Chokhmah, she feels that even though she's full, she's fulfilled on the one hand, but because she received that fulfillment through the Bina, through the desire to bestow of Bina, she also feels how opposite she is to Bina, although she received all the fulfillment, but in an opposite way to Bina. And then the Malchut exists in this inner conflict. On the one hand, she received everything she wanted, and yet she received it through a clothing of Bina in order to bestow. And she doesn't have such a thing, therefore she feels how opposite she is to the emanator, to the Bina. And that's why she makes a restriction. She can hold all the light of Chokhmah, but in the way she receives it from Binah, she can't hold on to it, and she gives it back. That's it. That's we even go through that in life sometimes. You approach a person that you don't owe him anything and give him something from all your heart and see how he doesn't understand you. Why do I deserve this? Why are you now giving to me? But you're a will to receive. You want to enjoy. He can't. Can't. Because you're revealing to him the reception within bestowal, and he can't. This can only happen between parents and children, and also depends on the education.
The fact that he can't receive, even though there's.
No, he can't. It awakens weakness in him, but Bina gives you, meaning you're permitted to receive. There's no prohibition. So why do you give it back? The shame, busha, shame. Can't, when he feels the upper one, that the upper one gives to him with all his heart, and the upper one does not belong to him. He's not committed to, he's not obligated to do that, and still he gives to him. He sees that he doesn't have such a thing at all, and that gives birth to the shame. And that shame influences the whole process, all the souls, everything, and it is not covered until the final correction.
That's on the first restriction. What about here, when he receives from Bina? What conclusions?
Where exactly?
After the second restriction, what can we learn from the raising man?
Here?
To
receive in order to bestow. He has the kelim, he has the records. He was already in order to bestow, and now he wants to make an action in order to bestow, and he has a connection between Bina and the Malchut, where the lights from above the palsa can as if pass through below the palsa and be received in order to bestow. That's what he feels, but in truth, it's not what happens. Because a correction is missing here. In order to bestow with the vessels that exist below the palsa, because the upper light cannot go down there, light of Chokhmah, and give these vessels a masach. And therefore, when they begin to receive, it seems fine, it's going to be in order to bestow. But when they actually begin to receive in order to bestow, it becomes in order to receive. That becomes revealed in the shattering of Adam HaRishon, as well as the shattering of the world of Nikudim. Until the palsa, you receive in order to bestow, no problem. And below the palsa, as you begin to receive in order to bestow, or continue the same action, there's no correction there. There's no screens there. And so these vessels that exist below the palsa, they shatter one by one by one, from Tiferet to the Siyum, to the Malchut, meaning from the Palsa to the Sof.
Turkey 3.
Dira, my friend is asking, can you explain my Nukvin?
Ken.
Yes. Main Nukvin, man, is comprised of two words.
Maim ze bina.
Maim, water, refers to bina. And nukvin or nukva, female, refers to malchut. So it's the connection of malchut with bina. When malchut and bina connect, their connection is referred to as main nukvin. Meaning that malchut wants to rise to bina, to receive strength of forces of bestowal from Bina and use these forces of bestowal to correct her vessels of reception. So she raises this request and asks, give me the force of bestowal so I can correct my vessels of reception. This is called raising main nukvin. But when can that happen? When the vessels are ready for that, or they scrutinize these things, when there's already a preparation of these two forces, these two records, these two foundations of Bina and Malchut. Meaning before we discuss the Man, we need a special state for it, where all the vessels of reception feel that they're in a state of weakness, no forces to bestow. But because they're connected to Bina, they can rise to Bina and ask the Bina for force to bestow. And then, bit by bit, that's how it happens. I recommend to not look so much into the diagrams, because each and every diagram is limited, but try to listen to the words more. Because also when we work with ourselves, we don't work according to the diagram, but according to the terms. Chadera 1.
Yesterday, we went through the materials in the 10, we reread them, and it's not clear in the drawings what the difference is. Not the difference. Where is the Parzuf of Nikudim? And where is Nekudot of Sag in the world of Nikudim?
The world of Nikudim, we haven't got to it yet. We only talked about Nekudot of Sag, if I'm not mistaken. We talked about lights that descended below the Tabu of Ak and expanded from the Tabu of Ak as much as they could, which is called until the Pasa. Now, where does the Pasa comes from? From the records of Nehi of Ak that mingled with Nekudot of Sag. And by that, Nekudot of Sag was restricted. And they can receive the lights only above their place, above the place called Pasa. The Pasa exists within the Tiferet of Nekudot of Sag, and then from above the Pasa, from the Tabu to the Pasa, they can receive all the lights in order to bestow, bestow in order to bestow, and then below the Pasa, you can't receive the lights only in order to receive. And so there's no reception of the light there. The Pasa closes, shuts down the entrance of the lights below.
Yesterday we were speaking about the world of Nikudim, Katnut, Gadlut. Can we say that the world of Nikudim is because of the birth of the world of Nikudim, it's an ascent of the screen from the Peh of the Rosh of Sag to Nigbe Naim, and that's where the world of Nikudim was born?
Yes, so the question is?
The question is about the Katnut of the Partzuf of Nekudot of Sag. It caused a second restriction in the space below the Tabu. And if we're speaking about Katnut and Gadlut, it's a world of Nikudim.
Right.
Thank you.
Nekudot of Sag only made the place from the Tabu to the Pasa and from Pasa below. They just divided the place to two parts.
Thank you.
We have Mach 20.
Доброе утро. Дорогой Рав,
good morning. Dear Rav, if I understand correctly, that as a result from the raising man, and the emergence of the Gadlut of the Nikudim, the shattering took place. So, according to the request of the lower one, the shattering happened?
No, we'll see it and you'll see. It's completely not. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Zeranpin and Malchut connect between them in their vessels of reception. I don't know how to say it. In their vessels of reception?
What Zeranpin and Malchut?
When he says here in the letter 80, item 80, he's not speaking about Malchut, but how does the Anpin receive his records when he raises them to Bina?
How the Anpin receives, what place are you talking about? What parts of what?
Here, when he's speaking in 80, when the Anpin raises records to Bina.
Yes.
So where does it get those records from? And in Nekudot HaSag, how do they connect with one another, Zeranpin and Malchut?
Because it all comes from the Rosh of Sag, expands below the Tabu, the Potsuf that expands there, as we discussed, is the Potsuf Zat of Bina. She connects with the Malchut, which is Nehi of Ak in Gagalta, mingles with them, restricts itself, builds two parts below the Pasa and above the Pasa, and new lights emerge based on the Zivug in a new Rosh called the world of Nikudim. And then these places are filled. So you have a place above the Parsa and below the Parsa. And above the Parsa, the place also divides to three more areas. The worlds, Bria Yetzirah Asiya, we'll learn that. Item 81.
81. You've already know that Parzuf Abav Ak is Parzuf Chochmah, and Parzuf Sagav Ak is Parzuf Bina. This means that they are discerned according to the highest phase of their level. Ab, whose highest phase is Chochmah, is considered all Chochmah. Sag, whose highest phase is Bina, is considered all Bina. Thus, when the records of Zon of the Guf below Tabu of Ak ascended to Rosh of Sag, they became Man to the Sag there, for which Sag, which is Bina, coupled with Patsuf Ab, which is Chochmah. Subsequently, Ab imparted to Sag a new light for the purpose of the Zon below the Tabul that ascended there. Once Zon of Ak received this new light, they descended back to their place below the Tabul of Ak, where there are 10 Sfirot of Nikudim. And they shone the new light inside the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim. This is the Mochin of Gadlut of the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim. Thus, we have explained the 10 Sfirot of Gadlut that emerged on the second type of records, which are records of Zon below the Tabu of Ak. Indeed, it is this Mochin of Gadlut that caused the breaking of the vessels.
Is that clear or not? Okay, I'll read as well. You all, item 81. You already know that Parzuf Abavak is Parzuf Chochma, and Parzuf Sagavak is Parzuf Bina. This means that they are discerned according to the highest phase of their level. Meaning, in Ab, it's whose highest phase is Chochmah, is considered all Chochmah. Sag, whose highest phase is Bina, is considered all Bina. Thus, when the records of Zon of the Guf below Tabu of Ak, meaning from Galgalta, ascended to the Rosh of Sag, right? They became Man to the Sag there. That's in Nekudot of Sag, for which Sag, which is Bina, coupled with Parzuf Ab, which is Chochmah. Subsequently, Ab imparted to Sag a new light for the purpose of the Zon below the Tabu that ascended there. Once Zon of Ak received this new light, they descended back to their place below the Tabu of Ak, where there are 10 Sfirot of Nikudim, and they shone the new light inside the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim. This is the Mochin of Gadlut of the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim. Thus, we have explained the 10 Sfirot of Gadlut that emerged on the second type of records, what we call records 4 on 3, which are the records of Zon below the Tabu of Ak. So Katnut of the world of Nikudim emerged, and now Gadlut of Nikudim. Indeed, it is this Mochin of Gadlut, this great light, that they drew. It wasn't compatible with the vessels below the Tabu, and so those vessels broke.
PT3.
It's not clear how the second restriction that is in charge of receiving in order to bestow one action afterwards, it performs a coupling on the records of three, which is receiving in order to bestow.
You understand katnut takes place, right?
Yeah.
Why can't there be gadlut that comes from the katnut? What's the problem? What prevents us from realizing the records? There's more deficiency. Why not fulfill it?
Why is the second restriction not going into action? Why is it allowing a coupling on the third phase of records?
If you have a screen, you can make a coupling even for the final correction, meaning all coarseness and all the light of Ensof. What do you have here that makes it clear this coupling will not be successful? You have records. You have the force of Bina. And if there was no Parsa, and records below the Parsa, which are the records of Malchut of Ensof, directly, which on which there is no screen. So it could have been all fine. It would be all in order to bestow. There would be nothing here that would be initially against bestowal, in order to bestow, bringing contentment to the Rosh of the Upper One, meaning to the Creator. So that doesn't happen here. Meaning there's nothing against the law here. Everything that was determined on the higher level takes place here on the lower level. According to this law of the degrees that descend.
In Sag, when it's above the Tabu, it doesn't expand below, because in its Tamim, it has the third phase of coarseness.
Because there's an illumination of Chokhmah. Yes.
Then it refines itself and descends below the Tabu, understands it can't bestow there, and restricts itself in the second restriction. Then the next action, except for Nikudim of Katnut, Nikudim of Gadlut also performs a coupling on the third phase, and in the same Patsuf, it decides that it won't receive in order to bestow. So how does that happen?
I really don't see your logic. Nekudot of Sag is Bina. They can go below the Tabu. They expand from the Tabu to the Siyum without a problem. When Bchinat Daled was phase 4 was added to them, which did not exist in Nekudot of Sag, when they begin to feel there's phase 4 in them, they got it from the Hiovak, but it doesn't matter. Now they have it. So then they had no choice but to be restricted. This is called the second restriction. So the same general Malchut, just as it restricted herself, now she also restricts Bina, that it's forbidden to use Zat of Bina. Now, when the Partsuf happens on for Nekudot of the Katnut of Nekudot of Sag, it's just vessels of bestowal, no problem. But the problem is with the Gadlut. Who thought that there could be a problem there? In the Rosh of Sag. If it's permitted to receive in order to bestow, according to all the calculations in the Rosh of Sag, the problem is that there is an additional factor here, which is Nehiovak, Galgalta. She brings their desires that were not included in the Osh of Sag. So I didn't know there is an additional factor here. Like it happens to us in life. I do something, I do and do and do, and then all of a sudden something comes up and stops me. Why? Because there's a law that I didn't know applies to me. That's what happens. And that's why the world of Nikudim is shattered.
Why isn't there an impression in the Osh of Sag? Because the second restriction happened because it got an impression that it couldn't receive in order to bestow in the fourth phase. So why isn't that stated as something that he cannot perform that coupling now on 3-4 again?
Coupling on four by the one,
coupling,
three.
Coupling of the good loot, that the shattering came.
Because it thought it's already corrected. It thought it's already corrected. If I am incorporated with vessels of bestowal and I can receive in order to bestow, why wouldn't I? By that I bring contentment to the Creator. Where is it recorded in me that these vessels can't receive in order to bestow? Once I have a masach, I can receive. The only problem is the upper light can't pass through the balsa. There is no such records yet. The records from the possibility of the shattering can only happen after the shattering. But before the shattering, how do I know that I will not succeed? Who's telling me that? Where are such records? They don't exist yet. And so it turns out that I do this terrible action. Yes. But the records from it now will help me later correct everything.
Last question. Why is in the illumination of Chokhmah in Tamim of Sag won't let that illumination of Chokhmah go below the Tabur? And when a Reshimo rises from Nehi of Ak on the third phase, it does perform the coupling.
Again,
why, when there's the record of the third phase in the Tamim of Sag, it stops it from going below the Tabul?
Because that's what he has in his Rosh. There's two controls here. There's the Rosh of Sag and Nehi of Ak. Nehi of Ak totally doesn't belong to him. It just accompanies him. But what's happening in the Rosh of Sag, that it can use phase three, of course, that's his. And then he makes that calculation.
And three that raises from Ne'avak and he performs a coupling there and there is a shattering. Why is it allowed?
It's not allowed. He doesn't feel that it's his. There is a record that joins, and so it's possible to make another action over that. And that additional action, it has no records of that being prohibited.
Thank you.
Look, we'll talk about it. There's a reason for your questions. Yes, it's understandable. But let's first give a few answers to the women, and all the rest will move to tomorrow. Yeah.
Two questions from Petach Tikva.
That's it? So why are you posting them? Okay.
Is raising man the Anpin raising Tabina or the raising of Malchut Tabina?
Good question. It all comes from Malchut, even the Malchut that exists in Zeranpin. Malchut is basically active. in all the sfirot, and she activates all the corrections.
Yes. PT 38, why does the Anpi need Chochmah? And why does Bina need to receive Chochmah for her?
Zanpi needs Chochmah because by that he becomes greater, and also is capable of bestowing to Malchut. All the vessels of reception of Zanpin are vessels that come to Malchut, and Zeranpin, by them, by the incorporation with Malchut, is the operator. Zeranpin towards the Malchut is called the creator. Yeah.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay, that's it. All right. So that was women questions within a minute. Okay, let's go back to the men then. They still have some time. Or we have a few more questions to answer? No? Okay.
No, Nagit, Tel Aviv 3.
All right, Tel Aviv 3, we didn't have them yet today.
In Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, who receives an order to bestow? Bina on the deficiencies of Malchut or the vessels of Malchut herself?
In the world of Nikudim, Bina spreads, expands in Katnut until the Parsa, and in Gadlut she shatters as it connects with the vessels below the Parsa. So your question is what?
She performs the action of receiving in order to bestow, or Malchut does it herself?
Of course, the Malchut of the Parzuf.
Because we say that Bina feels Malchut, and she...
Yeah, but Malchut connects with Bina. Wherever you talk about someone doing it on behalf of the Kli, it's Malchut. And even when you say about Keter, it's Keter of Malchut. It doesn't matter. There is nothing that is active if not the Malchut. The final will to receive that appears in the vessels, which is drawn to somewhat resemble the Creator. That's the Malchut. Okay. I'm sorry, we have Africa. Africa.
Hi Rav, the text speaks of Zer Anpin and Bina of Or Yashar, of the direct light, as the origin of raising man. So what's this discernment? What's the difference between just speaking of Bina and Zer Anpin and Bina and Zer Anpin of direct light?
No, we can't do it that way, because all the potsufim, all the actions that we're talking about, it's in relation to four phases of direct light. All the worlds after the first restriction, which emerge until the final correction, it's all in order to sort out and fulfill the four phases of direct light. That's all it's for.
So it's mainly speaking of that first initial template, and that we need to look towards the template in order to understand this issue of man, of where it originates from.
Yes. This initial template operates and it decides everything, it does everything. This is called the name of Havaya. Yes. Okay. Italy 4.
Qual è la differenza tra Katnut Olam HaNekudim e Gadlut?
What's the difference of Katnut, the world of Nikudim, and Gadlut? beyond the Rishimot.
Again, what is he asking?
What's the difference between Katnut Olam HaNikudim and Gadlut except for the records?
Rishimot, records, are the main thing that both the Katnut and the Gadlut emerges on. But what's the difference? It's that in the Katnut of the world of Nikudim, it's the vessels of Binah, and the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, it's a connection with the Malchut. And that's where the shattering happens. The vessels of Malchut are below the Palsa. The light, the upper light, can't reach them so as to purify them, correct them with a screen. Therefore, these vessels shatter. The vessels below the Palsa and the vessels above the Palsa also shatter because they are interconnected.
German 4.
German 4.
How does one raise the vessels of reception through the Pasa for correction? What does it depend on to pass the Pasa upwards?
Everything depends on how much one aims in order to bestow. Accordingly, he is in these actions. Besides that, we'll learn about how we can make these actions of the ascent of the vessels. That has to do with the ascent and the descent of the worlds and various actions that take place in all these vessels below the Tabu of Ak until the Siyum. We'll learn that. This is the issue of the ascent of the worlds. And with that, perhaps we will conclude. And Dudi, tell us what's going on today.
Today, from 10 to 10:30, program with Rav Leitman and on Shabbat, tomorrow 2:45 until 3, we have a preparation to the lesson. 3 to 6, daily Kabbalah lesson. And then at 1:45, we have a preparation for the afternoon lesson. And then the lesson will be from 2 to 4, men and women. And between 4 to 4:30, we're going to have the World Yeshivat Chavirot. Good day, everybody.
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure and racing after plastic treasure. Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart. There's something more, there's something better. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher. Trying to find a reason, what to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. Somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire, so many sparks into a fire. In every moment there's a light to guide us home. We're rising up, we're rising higher. And the light's gonna shine through.